Four Terrifying Tales.
What did your parents read to you as a child? Traditional children's stories are designed to both entertain and teach, but they're also often full of violence, cruelty, and death. Here are four.
The Thumbsucker by Heinrich Hoffmann. The Thumbsucker is a story that appears in Struwwelpeter, a collection of 10 illustrated tales by German author Heinrich Hoffmann. It was published in 1845. The story is about a little boy called Conrad who won't stop sucking his thumb. One day, when his mother is out, Conrad pops his thumb into his mouth once again. But this time, a sinister-looking tailor runs in with a giant pair of scissors and cuts off Conrad's thumbs. The moral of the story? Don't suck your thumbs.
Little Red Riding Hood by Charles Perrault. In the earliest written account of this famous story by Charles Perrault, Little Red Riding Hood is in the forest when a wolf appears. Naively, she tells him that she's going to visit her grandmother. The wolf says goodbye, then runs off to the house. He eats the grandmother, puts on her clothes, then jumps into bed to wait for Little Red Riding Hood. Eventually, Little Red Riding Hood gets to the house and is about to be eaten by the wolf when she's rescued by a passing hunter. The moral of the story? Never talk to strangers.
Hansel and Gretel by the Brothers Grimm. Hansel and Gretel are the young children of a poor woodcutter. One day, his second wife takes the children into the woods and leaves them there, as there isn't enough food for everyone in the family. After days of wandering around, the children find a cottage made of gingerbread and sweets. As they're feasting on the goodies, the door opens and a witch appears. She invites them in, then locks Hansel in an iron cage and forces Gretel to become her slave. She wants to fatten up the boy so she can eat him, but Gretel pushes the witch into an open oven where she dies. The moral of the story? Never accept sweets from strangers.
The Little Mermaid by Hans Christian Andersen. A young mermaid falls in love with a prince and wants to marry him. Desperate to change, she visits a sea witch who gives the mermaid legs in return for her voice. The mermaid also learns that she'll die if the prince marries anyone else. Unfortunately, the prince is in love with another woman and decides to wed her. But just before the mermaid is about to die, her sisters bring her a knife. They tell her that if she kills the prince, she can become a mermaid again. But the little mermaid can't bring herself to do it. Eventually, she turns into a spirit and goes into the kingdom of God. The moral of the story? Be careful what you wish for.
And they talk about violence on TV.